You better be careful. You don't want the best things in your life to happen to your alter ego.
If you're hearing our voices, that means it's time for It's This Meets That, a podcast where you watch the worst movies from trailer and credits, scene by scene, so you don't have to, but maybe you should. I'm Russ.
I'm Jared.
Those are some great words to live by.
Truly. Truly. Right?
You don't want to live your life through your alter ego.
Yeah.
You want to be your alter ego, because your alter ego is probably better than you. Oh, wait. Hold on. That's not.
Wait a second.
Wait.
No, save the good stuff for your real ego.
Now I'm confused. Oh, no.
I can't wait till we really get into the philosophy of this movie.
We're going to have to do, because I don't know. I'm worried about this one. Well, why don't we get into what is it we're doing? We're back here. Another new movie, trailer trash, yada, yada. Hopefully you know by now. If you don't,
oh boy,
figure it out.
You read it's going to be a yada yada podcast.
Oh, yeah. We're turning into a yada yada podcast now. Yada, yada, yada. Trailer trash. That's where we start. Jared's going to introduce the movie here. So there you go. I guess we just do the things. We don't have to explain what it is, right? Aren't we past that?
Exactly.
Okay. So, all right. So
speaking of doing, we're doing the true memoirs of an international assassin. Which
sounds legit. Yeah, sounds legit.
Yep, my boy Kevin James. Love this one.
2016.
Is it really 2016? I thought this came out like 2 years ago for some reason.
It looks like it kind of did, but 2016.
Right?
Yeah.
Credit to this movie. You're looking nice.
Yeah. 8 years old. Still getting it done.
Wow.
Wow. Wow.
So in case you're wondering what it's about, after a publisher changes a writer's debut novel about a deadly assassin from fiction to nonfiction, the author finds himself thrust into the world of his lead character and must take on the role of his character for his own survival.
Hey, I've lived it. I've done it. Book plug number one coming. Book plug.
That's right.
Yeah, be careful how fast you say that one.
Mm-hmm. Butt plug?
Yeah, the old book plug. The old book plug.
Yeah. The old
book
plug.
We should come up with like a marketing service for authors and call it bookplug.com. We probably get the SEO alone would probably get.
Somebody must have already done that. Too good. Yeah,
hold on. Let's pause. We need to go check. It's called pivoting, folks.
Yeah. When I take over the marketing for Russ's book, Host, out now, wherever you buy books,
truth.
I'll probably do something like this and change the genre and yes. maybe throw true story on the front or something.
make it a nonfiction. It involves space and
it's just good marketing.
That's just what it is. Okay, cool. So that's the movie we're doing. Kevin James, you already said that. That's good.
Yeah, what a guy.
What a guy.
I love Kevin James. I've seen this movie, listeners, in case it's not obvious. We haven't talked about it yet. I saw it a while back, not 2016, probably like 4 years ago. Maybe that's why I thought it came out then.
I don't have a problem with Kevin James. I don't know. He's kind of fun, right?
He's awesome. Yeah.
Yeah. Okay. So I'm a little worried. Yeah.
Well, I was going to say he's in the Sandler crew. That the only person I don't like in the Sandler crew is Rob Schneider. So.
Yeah. Yeah. I threw that in there. Yeah. I agree with that one. So.
Right.
Yeah. Making copies. Yeah. All right. So before we get into tearing down the trailer, is there anything else you want to say, or do you want to just get rid of fan service?
Why don't we just get into fan service? Listeners.
Listeners.
I've got a bone to pick with you.
Are you even listening right now? Should we even call you? Do you even deserve the name, the title, listeners?
As everyone knows, a formal title.
Maybe that's the problem. Maybe we need to rename them instead of listeners. Because they could be listening. How about doers?
Ooh.
How about doers? Ooh. All the doers out there.
How about doers?
Not the scotch.
The scotch?
No, absolutely not.
Okay. It's spelled like the scotch, though.
Yes, yeah, absolutely. Absolutely. Doers.
Mm-hmm. But it's people who make things happen.
Right. How about you do yourself a favor and send us an email?
Please and thank you. thismeetsthat@gmail.com.
Stuff said.
Okay. Yeah, I might as well just get into it.
Yeah, I might as well, right? I mean, I don't know why are we messing around here?
No. People like the quick ones.
Right? Here we go. All right. So we're doing, here we go. So trailer trash.
Netflix, baby.
Yeah. This is a fast paced trailer.
Yeah. Well, it's an action adventure, and that's kind of what I expect. Maybe you throw in comedy, but it's
it's
loosely comedy, more action adventure.
There's like one or two bits in there. I'm like, okay.
It's only comedy because Kevin James is in it. Otherwise, it would
just be
worse.
It'd be a bad action movie.
That's right.
Which it probably still will be. Mm-hmm. All right, so we come in. Obviously, this is Netflix, our overlords, soon mm-hmm. to be, right?
Praise be.
Our streaming overlords. And then we get right into, intense music. We kick off with Kevin James just kicking ass. And he's like this little like dock area. What do they call the big container? Ooh, shipyard, like a shipyard container area, right?
Yeah, down by the docks.
By the way, I counted it. I didn't count it, but we're going to have a counter right now. The first truck through a wall drive-through moment happens multiple times in this trailer. So, because that's the sign of an action movie, when a truck drives through a wall. So,
when in doubt, truck it out.
Just drive a truck through a wall. We get all this action, gunfire, explosions. We got, Kevin James kicking some ass and him doing like a mic drop with a gun. He'd be like, done, ooh, right?
So cool. Blasting bad guys left and right. Fighting them hand-to-hand combat.
Of course they're bad guys. They don't have any opinion on how the world works correctly, you know?
Well, Kevin James is the star, so.
Yeah, right. So he's got to be the good guy, right? Even though he could be doing bad things, but yeah, okay. Yeah, sure.
Yeah. We'll see.
We'll find out. And we get a title card. The world's most deadly assassin.
Yeah.
And then he immediately gets blown up with a rocket.
Yeah, which is very funny.
Yes. Yes.
Like, just like it's like POV of the RPG.
Just slamming into him and exploding and like, and we cut to Kevin James on a laptop in reality. And he's like, okay, maybe an RPG is over the top.
Backspace.
Yeah, maybe an RPG is way over the top. Yeah, maybe just a little bit much.
And he's wearing like flannel and glasses, like your classic nerdy Kevin James character.
Yeah, writer, am I right? And that's what we all wear. Flannels and glasses. I mean, I do wear glasses.
I'm looking at you.
God, damn it.
Yeah, I don't want to say you look like Kevin James, but you look just like him.
Just like him. Spitting image, right? Except maybe I am actually a little longer.
Perhaps. Kevin James is surprisingly tall.
Probably taller than me. Yeah. And then we cut right to a title card. Is a work of fiction, right? And then then this intercuts with like Kevin James, like real life author guy, and then his alter ego here, action star guy, that he's written this character for, and kind of cutting back and forth between him doing the moves that you see in his book, and then we got some old guy telling me like he doesn't want the best things in his life to happen to his alter ego. So we got
he's hanging out at the pool hall, playing a little pool. You can get the sense that he's maybe a little lonely. We got a quick view of his apartment at one point in this back and forth.
And it's just like, littered with his work.
Books.
Yeah, and books and his work. And like it looks like a serial killer's house,
A little bit, yeah.
I like to try to keep some plants around and some natural light in there. So,
yep.
So we get the motivation here. We get the sense he's just kind of like, I'm a bookish guy and this is what I do. But his alter ego is what excites him and gets him out there, right?
Yep.
I wonder if that's going
to... That's when we cut to him screaming with a woman behind him. And there's like a helicopter that's about to crash into the water, and it's a whole thing.
Yes.
Like, okay, we're back to bookland.
Back to bookland. Yep.
And they get out of the water onto the beach, and he does like the classic, like press your finger to her lips, and he's like, shh.
Yeah.
Call me the ghost.
Yeah. Yeah.
the ghost is the character here that we're going to be following the rest of the movie.
He's the alter ego slash the fictional character. So, And then we got a cut to him talking to a woman saying she wants to publish his book.
I think they do a little bit of the gym with like a boxing thing. Like he's working out. He's like practicing some of the moves.
I guess I was shorthanding this as like intercut with his real life and the action stuff, but we are scene by scene. So, okay. Yeah.
We do scene by scene typically.
We do. We're doing cut by cut in this one. So yeah. Okay. That's fair. Yes. Yeah,
it's too quick otherwise.
Yeah, I know. It's like, it was so short, but I was like, it was so fast. I was like, well, let's just say this is what he's doing. I don't know. But yeah.
You're right. We could skip it, I guess.
No, you're right. It's him like playing out the things that, actually end up in the book, and like him tossing the dummy and the gull guy. He's like, oh, he's like, sorry, bud. Right. So
it's like shooting little matchboxes with a BB gun at home.
Yeah. Like, yeah.
Getting
really
fun.
Really. It's called doing research. Exactly. As we call it in the business.
In the biz, yeah.
In the biz of writing novels. I'm not sure if you know what that's all about, but...
Host, buy it wherever you can buy books.
Wherever you can buy books. I did all sorts of research for it. Then we
get to the publisher.
Okay, then we get to this woman. She's like, hey, I want to publish your book. And he's like, all right. And then we cut to like this like overlay of books sold, 550,000. Was it 50,000 or 500,000?
It was just 50,000. 500,000 would be more interesting.
Yeah, I mean, 50,000. I would love to sell 50,000 copies. I'm tens of thousands of copies away from that.
Yeah, they're trying to keep it realistic, Russ.
Yeah, right. Yeah. Yeah. No one sells that many copies. And then we get like the download numbers and like, okay, cool. The book has seen some success, whatever. And it's like overlaid like over New York City, it looks like.
Yep. And when you see the title for the first time, True Memoirs of an International Assassin, which you're like, oh, interesting.
Yeah. And then
we're going with
it cuts to him, I think, at his day job or some other job. He's got like a suit and tie on. He's like, that's where he finds out the book was printed as nonfiction.
Yikes.
Which is called,
so upset.
Yeah, which is called lying. I think, didn't some guy get called out for this reason? I mean, every once in a while, there's an author who gets called out for this. I think someone who won an award that was on Oprah or something like that.
Oh, like it was, 15 years ago, the Million Little Fibers guy or whatever.
Oh, is that him? Oh, well, I was thinking.
Million Little Fibers is the towel-y version on South Park, but I think it's Million Little Pieces or something, whatever that guy's.
Oh, God. Called. Yeah. Yeah, just don't lie. And he's meeting with
the dude. It's fun.
Yeah, I mean, yeah, and just don't get caught. That's all, right?
Right.
Exactly. Just be smart about advice. It. Yes. Yeah. And then he meets with the publisher again, and he's like, you said you wouldn't change a word. She's like, I didn't. I added one. Classic publisher. That's good.
Works every time. Yeah, just slap a true on it and throw it in nonfiction. I love
it. Right? Yeah, right. Based on, loosely inspired by.
Yeah,
and then he's like,
people think I'm a hitman now. She's like, well, maybe they do, maybe they don't.
I mean, that's all part of the PR. This is how it works. So,
yep.
Yeah. And then he meets some. It looks like someone that like maybe lives in his building, or whatever. I thought this was kind of funny-ish, chuckle-worthy. But he was like, meets this woman, and she's like, oh, the whole true assassin thing is BS, right? And he does like the exaggerated version of the, I could tell you, but I have to kill you. But he goes like, I could tell you.
Would have been funny.
Yeah. When he goes extreme, he's like, I could tell you, but then I have to slit your throat and like, watch your like blood drain out or something. I was like, Jesus, man.
As they're getting into an elevator.
And they both have the appropriate response of face. He's like, oh, I can't believe I just said that. Kind of funny. I'll give him that one. And then he gets home to his lonely home and his, you know, outlaid of you know, ideas and books and stuff like this, whatever. And then he's kidnapped.
Promptly kidnapped. The old sack over the head. You love to see it.
Classic move. Classic
move. Cut to black.
Yeah, if you're going to take someone, throw a sack over their head, right? You got to do it.
Mm-hmm. This is not advice.
No, this is not advice. But if you have to do it. Not that you shouldn't be doing that, but if you have
shouldn't do that. And then we get another title card, Netflix original film, right? A little music change, getting more action-y now.
Yep. And then we cut to some South American country.
I think so. Yeah. South America, Central America. It's one of those like fictional south of the border places.
Right. We're getting like a Val Verde here type of place situation. So we get a friend of this podcast, Andy Garcia. He's back. This is
himself.
Is it going to be two movies in a row with him?
It might be, actually. Yeah.
It
might have been one in between, but it might be two in a row.
Might be two.
What's the last movie we did?
I don't know. I wish we had some type of documentation that tracked all this sort of stuff. We do. Yeah, this is back to back movies with our boy, Andy Garcia.
Ah, you'll love to see it.
Pain Hustlers. That's where he's in. He's
unintentional.
Back now. Yeah, unintentional. We didn't mean that. But he's telling James, he's like, hey, you're killing the president, El Presidente. And we get the classic, like, got the wrong guy, man.
Yeah, it's not me. It's you got to figure something else out, right? Then number two.
Yep.
SUV through a building.
Through a building. Got to have it. It's got to happen.
Yep.
And then we get some mysterious woman who's just kicking ass left and right.
Yep. Who I don't recognize, even though I've seen this movie.
Yeah, I don't either. But it seems like she'll be the character who's doing all the heavy lifting of actually doing all the action, right?
Yeah. And she's pretty sympathetic so far to Kevin James's play. She's like, get a move on, Cupcake. Like, we got to get out of here.
Let's go. And we get a title card this fall. So then we cut to the CIA office, and I love Rob Riggle. I'm going to throw it out there. I love him. I think he's hilarious. And I think he's going to be the funniest part of this entire movie.
Yeah. But did you watch that mini golf show that he hosts?
No.
It's pretty funny. It's on Hulu. But it's like a mini golf, like World Cup kind of thing, but it's like real people playing mini golf.
I love it. Yeah. And we need more Rob Riggle in our lives. So he shows up. He's there. He's one of the CIA guys. There's two of them. And he's in the background. He's like, why would an assassin write a book about being an assassin? It's beyond stupid.
Yeah.
And we intercut with like some at the lady she's ass kicking again, right? And yep. She's telling Kevin James, I assume, she's like, we're gonna get you out of this.
Yep.
And we got more action. And then, right.
Yeah, a little more action fight scene, and our other CIA agents like, or it's so beyond stupid, it's brilliant.
It's not at all. And then we got a quick shot of James on like a high chase scooter, like a little scooter through Italy. It looks like wherever he is. And then lady, she's doing some more ass kicking, and she does that move that every like ass kicking lady does in every movie since I think Goldeneye, maybe James Bond Goldeneye, where they do the legs, or they climb up and the legs around the head and they flip them over type move.
Yeah, it's a classic.
It's a classic takedown. I'm pretty sure the first one to do that was James Bond Goldeneye.
Probably wrong, works every time.
Yeah, listeners, let us know, or doers, let us know.
That's right.
Then we come back with Rob Riggle coming through yet again. He's at a conference table, right? Talking. I don't know who he's talking to, but they're like, "Oh, is it possible?"
Seems like a villain of some kind.
It does, right? Because CIA, mm-hmm. they're always working both sides. And exactly. I think he's talking. The guy's like, "I mean, could it possibly actually be him?" And Rob Riggle's like, "No, look at him."
Then we get more action with our duo here, Kevin James and the woman, kicking more ass, do more fight stuff. Yep. There's a lot of that.
Yes, a lot of that. Yep. A lot of that. Yep.
And then we get our Andy Garcia villain, right? Being like, "Oh, I pictured you longer."
And he's doing the whole hand thing, like longer,
Yeah. I think he means taller, but
yes, I think
maybe
so,
doesn't too. Translate.
Maybe doesn't know the word for taller. Kind of funny. And then we get Kevin James getting a punch in on some dude. And then we cut to that same guy. He's got a gun on him, right? And right, I think it's the same. James like disarms the gun. He drops like the cartridge out of the gun real quick.
Like, "You're not the ghost." And he's like, "Maybe I am the ghost.
Maybe I am the ghost."
Then he just gets pistol whipped. Yeah.
he just starts dragging him away. It's like, okay. Yeah. And then we get another title card, Become the Hero.
Yep. And we get some Kevin James fighting, more fight scene,
like body slamming a guy into the ground. Yeah, pretty all generic. Another title card you've always imagined.
Whoa.
All right.
And then we get voiceover woman, right? This is our woman lead here saying like, "We got to get him out of here. The mission's over."
Helicopter action, him jumping into a side of a helicopter. And then Kevin James being like, "Yeah, the mission isn't over. The ghost doesn't walk away."
That's right.
Now he's taking on his alter ego here.
Not a good sign.
No.
In too deep.
And then we get another title card, Kevin James.
Yep. And then we get a nice Kevin James fight montage that I don't know if either of us need to describe. But
no, but I do want to call it, it does involve another truck driving through a wall. So I think that's three.
Yep.
lady tackling some dude out of a window. We got some explosions in the woods. And then we get a scene between Garcia and Kevin James. And, Kevin James doing the old, "Hey, never bring a knife to a gunfight."
Yeah, well, he points a gun at Andy Garcia, but...
Yeah, the old Untouchables line there. And then Andy Garcia immediately just throws a knife at Kevin James and hits him right in the arm. It's pretty great. And he's like, "Yeah, you brought a knife to a gunfight."
Well, sometimes it works.
Agony pain.
Yep.
And then we get our final title card, I think. The True Memoirs of an International Assassin.
That's right.
And then we get our post-title card joke.
Just a little duo together, right? She's like, "Thank you for..." Whatever, unclear. He might have saved her at some point.
Maybe. Who knows? So, probably from alligators.
And he does the finger thing from his fantasies. "Call me the ghost," which she then grabs and says, "How about I break your finger if you ever shush me again?"
that seems fair.
Yeah. Yep.
And you can only get this great content on Netflix this November. Ah, right?
What a streaming service.
Yeah. It's just
top six streaming eight. Service for sure.
Top six of the 20 that there are. Top six, right. Solid content like this. Cool. I don't know. That's it. That's the movie. That's the movie. That probably is the movie. That's the trailer.
Yeah,
I think we're all done here.
Yeah, you're not wrong. I probably shouldn't prognosticate too much because I kind of remember what happens. but I don't know if you wanted to go out on a limb with something crazy.
I think it's pretty obvious we're gonna get, he gets, I think the straightforward prognostication here is, Jared must prognosticate, is that, he breaks out of his shell, maybe, it seems like he's his shell. He maybe gets the girl at the end, something he never got in real life, but his hero character does. There could be maybe him realizing that maybe that's, you know, maybe he ends up just going and writing romance novels because he realizes maybe I shouldn't be writing all this action and doing all this, you know, maybe that's what's, you know, holding me back. Or maybe we get an actual Stranger Than Fiction kind of thing where
that's maybe, what I hope for. Right?
Maybe, yeah, maybe his like he's a writer and maybe the actual ghost guy shows up and it's him.
Oh, interesting.
Yeah, so maybe we go that route and the ghost Kim guy
comes in two roles.
In two roles, which I'm calling, I'd love a Stranger. What I want, Stranger Than Fiction meets Double Impact. Jean-Claude Van Damme, Jean-Claude Van Damme playing two roles, brothers, twins, obviously, because they look alike.
Obviously.
But I want this one to be where the other one is obviously made up character and he's controlling them.
By writing the story as they go along.
As they go along. But I want, but I want it to end with the fictional character killing off Kevin James, kind of doing a single white female thing, because you know I love bringing that one in here.
Of course.
And takes and assumes his life and then becomes the real Kevin James, the actual real Kevin James, not the character in the movie, but the I'm going triple
actor, stand-up comedian Kevin James,
you know. It and then
buddy
now,
of Adam Sandler.
That's right, buddy of Adam Sandler. And then that's how it's gonna end. And then so this cool guy alter ego becomes Kevin James, gets the woman in the end, takes over his life, starts making bad movies, and
I love that.
Yeah, I think that's how it's gonna go.
Yeah. At some point, I'm assuming his career goes south and he becomes like a UPS driver, kind of does like a King of Queens thing. Maybe.
Yeah. After he realizes he actually isn't a comedian because he was never written that way. He's only an action guy. And his first movie he does for Netflix, part of his big six flick deal, completely bombs, even more so than they usually bomb.
Mm-hmm.
He's laughed off the Netflix lot, digital lot there. And he has to resort to becoming a UPS guy in Staten Island.
Perfect.
Was it Staten Island?
Perfect. It's Queens, because it's King of Queens.
Oh, yeah, sorry, King of Queens, right. Whatever, it's all the same.
I thought you were joking. Like, I was like, oh, that's pretty funny. Like,
no, I actually
it's a different borough. But.
No, I kind of want to put him in Staten Island, actually. I'd rather put him there, where it's like, that's...
perfect. The perfect crowd.
Yeah. I think that's
maybe like Leah Remini gets him into Scientology or something too. Even though she's not into that anymore, to be clear.
Oh, hey, you know, but maybe it reignites his career then and it comes full circle, but he's still just a fictional character.
I love that.
I've lost track of the meta-ness of this, so.
Yeah, I wish that's what happened. instead, we'll get this movie.
It's going to be a little bit of a combination fish out of water meets, guy trying to crack out of his shell in reality.
Yeah.
His lesson's going to be learned that he's just got to live life, you know?
Mm-hmm.
And then we're going to, we're going to learn that the CIA is also probably working with the villains. So.
Yeah. And it's about the friends you make along the way.
They always do. That's right. It always is. So. Poof. Okay, that was good. I feel good. Do you have anything? Do you feel like you can't add anything? Because you,
I pretty much remember what happens.
Okay,
after watching, it's like exactly what you think it is,
but
not exactly what we hope it is.
What we want it to be, but what do we think it will be? Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Well, shit. All right.
I say we wrap it up.
Is that our? Yeah, we're that might be there. This might be our shortest ever of all time here. So
new record.
So you should come back next week when we have the full breakdown of the True Memoirs of an International Assassin. So thanks for listening. Thanks for doing as well, you doers out there.
That's right.
Go do. Go.
Go like the scotch.
Do the do. You know what was it? What was Mountain Dew's tagline?
That.
Wasn't it do the do or something like that? Yeah. I don't know. Ski the do, snow the ski do. I don't know. Anyways,
ski the do. That's right.
Ski the do. Thanks for listening. We're back next week with a full breakdown. In the meantime, you can follow us on the Instagrams. Learn how all the things, activities that you can do because you're doers while listening.
Mm-hmm.
I know that sounds like a lot to listen and do at the same time. You can do it. We have faith in you. I have faith in you. I believe in you. We're also on Twitter at @ITMTPod.
Yeah.
Yeah. Not really. I don't know.
You don't have to follow us there.
Nah, you don't have to follow. We're just pretty much done there. We're on YouTube. You can follow us there. Subscribe, listen wherever you listen to and find podcasts. And I think that will that will solve all the problems, world's problems.
Yeah. Is that Armando doing something over there?
No, Armando is passed out here. I think that was just the heat kicking on. I'm doing a remote episode here up in Ipswich, Massachusetts. Yeah, Ipswich, Massachusetts.
Ah, lovely Ipswich.
But no, Armando is asleep. He's been sleeping all day. We're going to have to go for a walk after this. So.
Oh, poor little guy.
Yeah, he's good. He's fine.
Well, speaking of going for a walk, you should do that. And while you're walking, think about writing us a review, because what better place to plan a review than when you're walking around, just
right,
observing nature.
Take your Armando for a walk and think about the review you want to write.
Yeah. Armando will thank you. Your Armando will thank you specifically.
That's right. He will.
5 stars would be nice. Maybe a comment or two if you feel up for it. But you don't have to, you know, because otherwise you can send us an email. We already plugged it earlier, but we're going to do it again. It's thismeetsthat@gmail.com. You can too. Or go to the website. There's a treasure trove of content and extras so, like you, so like you read stuff about.
Yeah.
Host the book by Russ.
Get
you
it.
You can buy it.
It's real.
T-shirts by us. You can buy them. Like, there's so much things you can buy. Like, learn consumerism.
Learn about the crew, the team that's behind the machine that is It's This Meets That, the ITMT crew. We're building
including
that
the machine.
Yeah.
ITMtron.
ITMtron, including the actual machine that does a lot of the work around here.
That's right.
And everyone else that's part of the team, which we're slowly getting their profiles up there and their bios and their pics. We'll get them up there over the next month or so. So look for that.
Yeah.
Look for that. Oh, that's fun. Yeah. get rid of that. Yeah.
Perfect. But yeah, you can check it all out at itsthismeetsthat.com.